Well, good morning, everybody. Again, it's great to be with you today. If we haven't met before, my name is Chris Kendall, and I'm one of the pastors here at Concord. I don't know if have any of you been seeing countdowns on television or Facebook recently? I mean, there was I saw a countdown this morning on TV that said it was only 66 days till Christmas. Yeah. And Jeff says, woohoo, you know. But it's only, 38 days to Thanksgiving, 66 days to Christmas. And occasionally, I'll see a couple other dates that are thrown in there, like daylight savings time, right? My favorite Sunday of the year, right? We get to sleep in an extra hour. That's only 14 days away. Election day is a mere 16 days away. Even Black Friday, for those of you who are those shop-to-the-drop types, I have 69 days. That cannot be right, right? Apparently, I did not do my math for that one. But what I haven't seen yet is the annual move your snowblower to the front of garage day, which is November 1st and only 13 days away, right? Although Bill Simon and I, you know, we joke about this. We bought snowblowers at the same time, and it really hasn't snowed since. But we're both aching to be able to use them, so I don't know. We'll see if we have any snow this year so we can use those things. But anyways, the countdown to today's sermon is up. And last week we began a new series called Traveling Light, where we're learning to unpack all of our burdens, our shackles, those things that weigh us down, so that we're better able to walk this life alongside of Jesus. This past September, a number of us went on a mission trip to Arauco, Honduras, and it was an incredible trip. And if you're interested in hearing more about it, I would be happy to share more about it with you. But going on a mission trip is always stretching. You know, whether you're heading down just down across the border into Honduras or West Virginia to Rosedale, or traveling down to Banner Elk, North Carolina, or Honduras, you're going to be challenged, because it's all a part of God's work in shaping you. You know, one of the obstacles that I had in traveling to Honduras was packing, right? Because like I said last week, I am a chronic overpacker. And I can come up with multiple reasons why I need everything that I'm packing on a trip, even though I won't use half of it. Now they, and I won't tell you who they are, suggested that we only carry a carry-on and a backpack. I was not thrilled to hear that. But to my surprise, I stuffed everything into these two things, and I wound up packing only those things that were truly essential. The bag was small, the space was limited. But to my surprise, the simplicity of all this made the entire mission trip easier. I was carrying only what I needed, which turned out to be a lot less than I had originally thought. You know, today's sermon asks us the same question. You know, what is truly essential for us to carry as followers of Christ? That when Jesus talks about traveling light, he isn't only talking about luggage. He's talking about our hearts. He invites us to loosen our grips on our possessions and our worries, on power, so that we can serve him freely and more deeply and live joyfully as God's stewards. In Luke chapter 12, Jesus reminds us, don't be concerned about what to eat and what to drink. Don't worry about such things. Seek the kingdom of God above all else, and he will give you everything that you need. You know, most of what we would consider as necessities are truly not essential in God's kingdom. You know, what is essential, Christ said, is trust in the Father's care, a readiness to serve, and a heart oriented towards heaven rather than towards hoarding. Now, Jesus expands this vision in Luke chapter 22, and the disciples in this passage were arguing about who is going to be the greatest. So this is how Jesus responds. In this world, kings and great men lord it over their people. Yet they're called friends of the people. But among you, it will be different. Those who are greatest among you should take the lowest rank, and the leader should be like a servant. Who is more important, the one who sits at the table or the one who serves? The one who sits at the table, of course, but not here. For I am among you as one who serves. Now, I think there's an incredible connection here, right? Simplicity and stewardship are not just about material possessions. They are about our posture. And Jesus tells us that his followers, that greatness comes through service and humility and surrender. Right, to travel light is to choose servanthood over status, grace over greed, and kingdom values over worldly gain. Now, Paul echoes this teaching in 1 Timothy chapter 6, where he says, true godliness with contentment is itself great wealth. After all, we brought nothing with us when we came into the world, and we can take nothing with us when we leave it. So if we have enough food and clothing, let us be content. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil. And some people, craving money, have wandered away from the true faith and pierced themselves with many sorrows. And this is an incredibly radical teaching here. Now, Paul isn't condemning money itself. Money is not a problem. Having money is not a problem. But it's our attachment to it. It's the desire to possess, to control, to secure our lives through material means rather than through trust in God. The lie of our culture today is that more equals better. But Scripture calls us to realize that less can be far more. The lighter your load, the freer your soul. You know, John Wesley understood this tension deeply, and he taught that when I have money, I get it and save it only to give it away, because it is not mine, it is the Lord's. You know, Wesley's method was not austerity for its own sake, but for joyful stewardship. He wanted his followers to use resources wisely, but to hold them loosely, never letting them own themselves, but to be owned by God. To travel light according to the gospel, according to our Wesleyan faith, is not to reject the world, but to use the world rightly. We are not called to escape possessions, but to steward them so that they can serve God's purpose. You know, being a steward means asking, what has God put in my hands, and how can I use it for love? And to answer that, I think we need to discern between essentials and extra. Essentials are those things that help both God and our neighbor. Faith, hope, love, integrity, compassion, generosity. Extras are those things that promise satisfaction but never fill the soul. Power, prestige, excessive comfort, self-centered ambition. And Jesus tells us plainly in Luke 22 that even leadership in his kingdom is service. Greatness, Jesus said, is not measured by what we accumulate, but by what we release. That we lead carrying towels, not thrones. That we rule by washing feet, not by grasping our crowns. The essence, I think, of traveling light is service. Right? Walking that same road that Jesus walked when he said, I am among you as one who serves. And Paul's words to Timothy remind us that godliness with contentment is great gain. And those two words hold the key to freedom. Right? Godliness grounds us in a relationship with our Savior Jesus Christ. And contentment keeps us from chasing what will never satisfy us. And together they unwrap the kind of joy that doesn't depend upon possessions. You know, we brought nothing into this world and we take nothing out. And between those two moments, between our birth and our death, our task is to simply care for what belongs to God. And that's stewardship. Our selfish world today would tell us that greatness is measured by control. Jesus said greatness is measured by compassion. The world says leaders deserve privilege. Jesus said leaders must be servants. Now, John Wesley, the founder of Methodism, loved this truth. His heart was always for the plain people. Right, the people who worked the fields, who toiled in factories, who dug coal, who lived lives of quiet faithfulness. He preached that holiness is not just the absence of sin, but the presence of love expressed in service. Right, to live like Christ means to kneel before others and call it joy. To manage money like Christ means to view every resource as a tool for mercy. To travel with essentials means carrying nothing that keeps us from serving freely. In churches, that might mean trimming unnecessary programs to focus on ministries that truly feed people's souls. Personally, it could mean for us simplifying our schedules to make room for prayer and generosity, or relationships that matter more than convenience. Our world celebrates accumulation. Bigger homes, higher positions, fuller calendars, all are seen as signs of success. But the gospel measures things differently. True abundance isn't full closets, it's full hearts. It isn't crowded schedules, it's meaningful service. It isn't wealth without purpose, it's generosity that changes people's lives. When the body of Christ travels light, the mission of God moves quickly. We're not slowed down by pettiness or greed or fear. Rather, we're able to share freely and trust deeply and move nimbly wherever the Spirit leads us. Now imagine what our community would look like if every believer released one unnecessary burden this week. Might be a grudge, might be an anxious worry, could be an attachment to wealth. And replaced that with an act of love or service. Imagine just what that could do here. Now this week, let me encourage you to ask yourself, what truly belongs in my backpack? What is it that I need to carry? You know, maybe you filled your backpack with ambitions that don't serve God's kingdom. Maybe anxiety or materialism weighs it down. Jesus is calling you to unpack, to let it go, and to find rest. And traveling only with the essentials requires courage. It means trusting that God's provision really is enough. It means living with humility and living with open hands. It means hearing Jesus again say, "I am among you as one who serves," and believing that life's richest joys are found when we do the same. And so this week, I just want you to stop and to practice three simple steps. And the first one is this: simplify. Look honestly at your commitments, your possessions, or your habits. What can you release to make more room for God? And the second one is serve. Find one act of service this week that reorients your heart towards humility. Let someone else go first. Give without expecting anything in return. And lastly, surrender. Pray daily for contentment. When the temptation whispers in your ear that you need more to be enough, answer with Paul's words. Right, we brought nothing into this world, and we can take nothing out. Jesus, our servant king, has invited us to walk alongside of him, not with loaded wagons, but with light hearts. He calls us to travel light, to carry only the essentials, to seek first the kingdom of God, and to trust that God's provisions are enough for the journey. Let us pray. God of grace, you have given us more than we could ever deserve. You've given us life, salvation, and daily bread. Teach us to walk lightly, to hold possessions loosely, and to serve others gladly. Fill our hearts with contentment that comes from knowing you, and free us from the worry that weighs us down. Make us good stewards of every gift you entrust to us: our time, our money, our energy, our talents, our love. Through Jesus Christ, who came not to be served, but to serve, we pray. Amen.